written a story in this week's Rocky Mountain Outlook, another one about the Kananaskis Golf Course. This one seems to keep coming back as an issue that all the parties seem to have an opinion about.
This is a multifaceted, complex, huge issue for this area. One, should there be a golf course in a provincial park, or should that be a conservation area? A legitimate question to be asked after the flood. Now, I don't know if anyone remembers, but it took an entire year after the 2013 flood for the province to announce they were going to invest $18 million in restore that golf course.
I remember.
What we didn't know is that behind the scenes, the negotiations were going on for an untendered deal to sign a new 10-year contract with CanAlta, the company that has been contracted to run this golf course since 1983 under Peter Lougheed. There's a lot of connections between the owners of that company and the Progressive Conservatives, and that's calling into question how this process was done. There are rules that when the government doesn't tender contracts, they need to be publicly disclosed, and apparently, there's a new loophole put in place by Jim Prentice last fall by the Treasury Board that will make sure that the sole contract in this situation is not publicly released. The New Democrats, with leader Rachel Notley, have actually asked the Auditor General to review this process. They think it's breaking the government's own rules about how you tender contracts. Mm-hmm. As well, the Wild Rose Party wants to just sell it off. When I asked the candidate here, Scott Wagner, about reviewing it as a conservation area, he said there's no discussion about conservation. If business can't make it work, that might tell us a little bit about the viability of that business.
Right.
However, I know for a fact that that business is viable, that the golf course makes several million a year.
Secret government contracts is just the type of thing that gets you fired up, isn't it?
I know. And that's just it. It's like anytime you sign a deal for public dollars in significant amounts and it's not through a thorough process where there is oversight, accountability, and transparency, there's no incentive for the people negotiating that contract to make sure that any of the components of it are in our interest, and there's no way for us to tell. Also, when we're thinking about the provincial election here in the Bow Valley, get out, meet your candidates, and go to these forums. There's a lot of talk about young voters and how they can make a difference. There's a lot of talk about polls and how there is an actual election race going on. Everyone needs to take a moment, look at the platforms of different parties, speak to candidates, talk to them about what are your concerns, and go to these forums. We have a forum on Monday.
Banff Park Lodge, the Banff Lake Louise Hotel Motel Association is hosting this one. 7 o'clock the following Monday on the 27th, there'll be a forum in Canmore. They're still determining the location of that. Here on Mountain FM, I'm working with the candidates for some one-on-one chats and interviews, and those will likely air the week of the 27th as well.